Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
And we can head downstairs to Josh Battle, who's joined us from the Saints for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Josh, welcome back into the lineup for starters, and not a bad way to come in, roll over the reigning premiers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, lad.
Josh, Darren Berry upstairs, another youngster that grew up in Dufton, so I can relate. I played with your old man. He probably won't remember, Tosca. And was it Graham your uncle? Was Graham your uncle?
Graham was
the
uncle, yep.
Two fine players. Anyway, we'll digress. We'll talk about my poor footy career another time. Mate, you've come in today. You started forward. You did a bit of work in the ruck. I'm not sure whether you wandered back in the last quarter. It doesn't matter how much training you do. How's the body feel at the end of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure I got a corky in the third quarter, and that's pretty. I haven't really had any knocks because I've been carried over the last two games. So I've been doing sessions after the game, but it was good to be back out there, and especially have a good win like that.
Well, I've been watching you train after each game, after the Bulldogs win. You're out there running laps, and you're in there tonight. Where would you? I know you're going to say anywhere, Darren, to be in the team, but where would you like to? In 3 years' time, where's Josh Battle going to be situated at the Saints? Where's your ideal position?
Ideally, probably forward. I grew up playing forward, and then got drafted as a forward, and then last year they decided Rats came in as one of the assistants, and thought it'd be a good idea if I try and have a crack going back. So, hopefully, I don't know. Yeah, really, I'm happy to play anywhere, but.
And Josh Mick Barlow, Dan Butler playing his old side tonight. Geez, he was impressive. And it seemed to have the opposition, the Richmond halfbacks, sorted out. Did he give the whole team some insight into how Richmond liked to play and move the ball heading into this one? Because I think, technically, St Kilda were very, very sound tonight, as well as Dan playing very, very well.
Yeah, Butler was super. He's been really good all year. But, in our meetings, he said a few things that what Richmond likes to do, and we knew that them coming in, they like surging the footy and their halfbacks get involved. So, Butsy gave us the heads up on that. So he really made sure that their halfbacks didn't have too much influence. I'm not sure how they went, but, he was super.
They didn't have as much influence as Dan Butler. Now, quick personal question about Jade Gresham. Has he got a girlfriend, or is he going to be really, really struggling for the next
three to four weeks whilst he's closed over? Like he's been down the Prince Mark Hotel, Josh.
I think he does have a girlfriend. I think lucky he does, because his lid's pretty rude at the moment.
And one on the ruckman role, Marshall Tate, took the sole responsibility in there today. A bit of commentary around, mixing that time with Paddy Wright in the last little time. But, he's just a competitor, and he can go all day. I reckon he could run around for another match and have as much impact.
Yeah, absolutely. Roe's been flying the last few years. So, hopefully he keeps going.
Josh, it's Chuck again. Just the difference in style, and we don't want to be critical of past coaches, great man Richo, but Rats has come in, and it's obviously the recruits have helped, but sitting up here in the commentary box, we keep moving the ball a lot quicker and sort of backing ourselves. Has that been with the inclusions of the recruit or a different game style?
Absolutely. I think with the recruits, Hilly, Jonesy, Bucks, all these guys who are they're pretty quick. So we had at the start of the year, we sort of went through and they just more so gave us the license to just play on a bit more instinct and try and get the ball moving from the back half a bit more. So I think that's definitely helped, and with their run it brings them into the game a lot.
Well, really good victory. I think the Blues, the next challenge, so you don't get long in this competition now to sort of, you got to get your corky right and get up against the Blues next week, but things are looking good. What do you got for me, Buck? Oh, Zach Jones. He's just added Zach Jones. Is that, what do you know what's happened there?
No, I'm not. I saw him had a jacket on, but I'm not too sure what happened to Jonesy.
Okay, well, let's hope he's okay as well for the next challenge up against the Blues. Josh, congratulations. Great to see you back in the side and get down the Prince Mark tonight for a couple of cool ones.
No, you Dufton boys sting together, eh?
Any plum, any port, eh?
Yeah. He's nothing any good. You beauty. See you, mate.
Thanks, Josh. Josh Battle downstairs.
You can take the boy out of Dufton, Kozer. Right. But
as you attest to, that's right.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.